your soldiers. Get on your new winter soldiers. Get on your new winter soldiers. Get on your new winter soldiers. Soldiers. During the Siege of Fallujah, a young lance corporal was shot through the side of his flak jacket in a firefight to the west of the city. The bullet hit an artery near his spine. I carried him in as he moaned and writhed in pain, and I told him, "Don't worry, you made it." He died only minutes later from the internal bleeding. Soldiers still have the right. As Iraq veterans, we are resisting an occupation we once risked our lives for. We know that the greatest threat to American security is the current corruption of our government. We swore to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, but we found out the hard way that the greatest enemies of the Constitution are not to be found in the sands of some far-off land, but rather right here at home. We are your new winter soldiers. We are your new winter soldiers. We are your new winter soldiers. The bullet hit an artery. The bullet hit an artery. The bullet hit an artery. He died only minutes later. It has been said that when in the course of human events, an oppression so revolts its subjects that it becomes necessary to alter or abolish the means of that tyranny. Is it that time when our Bill of Rights is defiled every day? When our adventures abroad threaten our security at home? When the people of the world tremble under the thumb of corporate imperialism? And now, our nation is drifting dangerously from freedom to fascism. So I have to ask, is it time? We are your new winter soldiers. We are your new winter soldiers. We are your new winter soldiers. Soldiers. We are your new winter soldiers. We are your new Winter Soldiers, and we are still defending America. America.